Victoria has recorded its lowest number of daily COVID-19 cases in almost 2 months, which Premier Daniel Andrews says is proof his unpopular lockdown restrictions are working. The state on Saturday reported 94 new cases in the previous 24 hours, the lowest number since July the 5th and a far cry from the 725 new cases on August the 5th. The latest statistics included 18 more deaths, taking the state toll to 514 and the national toll to 601. Melburnians are subject to another fortnight of strict stage 4 restrictions, including an 8pm to 5am curfew. Mr Andrews says the decline in cases is a sign the strategy is working, but says getting the balance right between freedom and restrictions will continue.
It is a very, very difficult balancing task in order to be confident that you're going to protect public health, that you have truly defeated the second wave, but also it's not just about protecting lives and saving lives, it's about saving livelihoods as well, and that's what we're focused on.
Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded another 4 virus cases linked to a correctional service training academy in the state's southeast. One trainee from the Queensland Corrective Services Academy and 3 household contacts of trainees tested positive on Friday. Health Minister Stephen Miles says his department has also issued alerts for rugby union club at Redland Bay and a netball centre at Gracefield.
We are not reporting infections from the netball centre. We are, though, reporting that people believed to be infectious were there in a location where many hundreds of people gather. And so it's a cause for concern, of course. That's why we've issued that notice. That's why we have notified teams and coaches, players, families.
Queensland authorities have expanded limits on gatherings after confirming the new cases. From 8am on Monday, the Darling Downs will join the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Logan and Ipswich in restricting gatherings to 10 people. Meanwhile, the Sydney CBD coronavirus cluster has grown to 23 after 14 new cases were detected in New South Wales. 3 of the latest infections attended the City Tattersalls Club, while 5 were contacts of people who visited the club. Those who attended the club between the 4th and the 18th of August are being urged to come forward for testing. Christine Selvey from New South Wales Health says the City Tattersalls Club is potentially at the centre of the state's outbreak.
New South Wales Health is investigating whether the CBD cluster originated in the City Tattersalls Club and then spread to workplaces in the city and to households across Sydney and the Central Coast.
And a Perth bar has been temporarily shut down after a man travelling from Queensland allegedly skipped COVID-19 hotel quarantine. Hotel Northbridge management say police had informed them that the traveller's coronavirus tests had come back negative, but that the bar area remained closed. WA police on Saturday alleged the 53-year-old man was returning to the state after visiting family, but without having a re-entry permit. Earlier this week, WA authorities confirmed the state had gone 135 days without any confirmed community transmission under its strict hard border closures. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.